There are few agricultural sectors that could top the bison industry for suffering those growing pains. For example,
the demand for bison meat in the U.S. is skyrocketed, and there's no way that they can keep up with the supply.
Rob Ferguson, co-owner of a bison operation in Culpeper, Virginia, and what he meant was that the supply of bison products can't keep up with the growing demand for this lean meat. But the bison industry's trying very hard, and while cattle producers are working with fewer animals these days, producing less beef, the nation's bison producers have been doing the opposite. A new report from the National Bison Association showing meat sales last year just under $279 million worth.
That's a really nice increase. That's 12% jump over the previous year.
Bison Association Executive Director Dave Carter says most of the increase was not in price, but in the number of bison processed, which was up 11%.
And also with the fact that the animals were a bit heavier last year.
Of course, with bison, we're talking about only 57,000 animals processed last year, 0.2% of the 32.5 million beef animals slaughtered last year. Carter says the bison industry would like to expand more, but several factors have combined to put the kibosh on a big expansion effort. First, the continuing drought in the West and the Southern Great Plains.
That is one of the biggest challenges we face. Bison are hardy animals, and they tend to be, you know, a little more drought tolerant, but when it gets down to the fact that they're eating grass out there and hay's up around $280 a ton, it makes it really difficult for everybody in the livestock business, and bison producers included. And so it's a real challenge. I was just down in Texas. You know, the ranchers down there are struggling with drought. And, of course, the folks out in California are in just terrible shape. You know, Mother Nature, she has a lot to say about how quickly we're going to be able to expand.
One other thing has a say, and that's what's going on in the beef cattle business right now, with beef producers getting record high prices.
And we don't begrudge them that at all, but it does make it a bit of a challenge to go talk to somebody about maybe transitioning to get into bison production when they're saying, well, gosh, I'm making some good money doing what I'm doing right now.
Nonetheless, bison production last year was up a lot, and hopefully the supply-demand situation will get back into balance and everybody will be happy. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.